Starting tonight, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and several city aldermen are going to go without food for 24 hours. They're doing it to protest the lack of action in Washington on immigration reform. And Mayor Emanuel is with us now. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
Doing well. So why are you doing this, this 24-hour fast?
Well, the need and call for immigration reform and an act of solidarity with others in a sense of expressing the urgency of doing it.
Do you think that Congress is going to listen to what you have to say here and act on this? Because it looks like they're about to just pass a budget and get out of town.
Yeah, but I mean, this is not just about now. It's about building pressure on Congress, and Congress doesn't usually do things unless there's pressure built on it. And even on the budget, they had to have the kind of calamity they had on the shutdown for them to work this out.
Mr. Mayor, you know Washington better than most people. What do you think it's going to take? Because it seemed as though the push for immigration reform had a lot more momentum behind it leading into the summer than it does now.
You know, first of all, it's not going to take a thing. It's never giving up on the push. There's a lot of sweat equity that goes into this from all parts, all portions, all corners, and over a sustained period of time. I do believe that members of Congress, I know where the Democrats stand, and I know where a number of Republicans stand. They're now down to not doing it, but whether they want to cut it up into kind of different pieces so they can get over the opposition and actually enact comprehensive reform. And while you legislatively may do it piecemeal, you shouldn't have piecemeal immigration reform. And what I say by that is Illinois, we're one of the first states to pass a Dreamers Act, and we've helped about 150 kids go to college. We have are now in rolling out the driver's license for recent immigrants. And I put, as the first time ever, working with Homeland Security on what we call citizenship corners. In every one of our neighborhood library, there's a part of the library dedicated to helping people through the maze of immigration papers to get their citizenship. We're kind of coming up to the limit of what we can do as a city. We now need national legislation. And the goal today is to once again not allow those who say, you know, like your question kind of inferred, oh, because they're breaking, we're over. We're not done on the struggle to get immigration reform.
But, you know, every time we do a story, and we've talked to a lot of people about immigration reform over the past many months, every time we do a story about it, we get comments on our website from people who say, this is not the right thing to focus on. You should be focused on border security, especially when our economy is just starting to recover. We have to worry about allowing all of these new workers into the system to be legal. What do you say to those people? There's a big divide in this country.
Big issues are usually called big issues because they come with controversy. I think this is in our self-interest. It is in our immediate as well as our long-term self-interest. America is a place that's going to continue to recruit people of different talents to come here and be part of writing the next chapter in America's history as well as its future.
You think President Obama should be doing more on this issue right now? Should he be making the push personally?
Oh, he has made an aggressive push throughout his presidency, and he continues to do it. But that you don't put the burden of something of this value on one person. That doesn't relieve me of my responsibility to help push this or anybody else who's pro-immigration reform. And comprehensive, so you know, to go back two questions, comprehensive immigration reform includes tougher borders.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who is about to start a fast for 24 hours in
this
support.
I was going to say, Jeremy, for those of us who do this on Yom Kippur, we're veterans. See you later.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.